Dear fellow Salvationists, this pastoral letter comes to you close to the time when Christians everywhere are rejoicing in the birth of the Saviour. With my wife, Commissioner Helen Clifton, I send you all warmest good wishes and Christmas greetings. May the miracle of the coming of Jesus into the world fill us all with new wonder and new love as we go on witnessing to and serving others in his sacred name. Now, of course, it may seem strange to use the title Money for a Christmas pastoral letter. Money is the theme of this letter. Let me explain. It is because our news bulletins and our newspapers everywhere are filled these days with reports of a global financial crisis. We hear about the worldwide credit crunch caused by lenders failing to be self-restrained when lending to overkeen borrowers who could not afford the repayments. We hear about governments who often refuse to spend a few millions on good causes or human need, suddenly being able to spend billions to prop up failing financial institutions and large businesses. For most of us, it's all quite baffling. But it's also deeply disturbing. Ordinary people are losing their jobs, and some are in danger of losing their homes. Despite this, we do not hear of many financial or political leaders accepting personal blame, or apologizing, or even offering to withdraw from public life because their economic policies have led to global recession and hardship for countless millions of people. Of course, it would take very great personal honor to shoulder the responsibility in this gracious way. When Jesus entered the world, he had nothing. His parents were not rich. His father, Joseph, worked with his hands, with wood, and with nails. When Jesus died, he still had nothing. He was not at all interested in materialism, and yet he was immensely wealthy, for he knew the meaning of true wealth. He told us that it is incredibly hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, and he held up as a shining example for us the widow who gave all she had, just one tiny coin, for the work of God. During the recent presidential elections in the United States of America, both the candidates were interviewed by Pastor Rick Warren and were asked to define rich. Despite offering sincere responses, neither candidate really got it right, for they completely missed the point that true and lasting riches have nothing whatsoever to do with cash. Neither candidate mentioned that the Lord Jesus Christ has told us to store up riches in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, and where thieves do not break in and steal. There is no credit crisis in heaven. So, this Christmas, let us not go deeper into personal debt. Let us be restrained in our spending. Let us remember that in the 117 countries where the army has been called to serve, most people are poor, and that there is absolutely nothing glamorous or sentimental about poverty. This Christmas, let us also remember that we follow in the steps of a matchless Saviour who came into and who left the world penniless. This Christmas, as we anticipate a significant upsurge in the number of those seeking and needing the army's help, let us remember that even a cup of cold water given in his name is given as unto him, and that we are going to have many, many more opportunities to share Christ with others as they turn to faith, abandoning the false god of material security. and this Christmas, let us all rediscover true riches, such as forgiveness in Christ, such as a sanctified life in the power of the Holy Spirit, such as obedience to the will of God, and such as spending our days in living for others. You remain always in my prayers. May the new year, 2009, be filled with blessings from God for you and for all whom you love, and may you be fruitful for the kingdom of God. And now, I commit you all to the perfect love of Christ. God bless you all.